Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. These are the opening words of the Bible. It is a statement of fact. It is a pivotal truth that divides believers and unbelievers. This fact is either accepted, leading to an acknowledgement that everything visible has been created by the eternal God, that His power is unlimited, and He is worshipped as the source of life as we know it. Or this statement is rejected as truth and fact. Alternate beliefs are found in various philosophies and theories concluded by man. This is the great divide. On which side do you stand?
There are some things I may not know. There are some places
The first chapter of Genesis goes further in breaking down all the various creative works that God did in the 6 days of creation. From light to life in the air, under the sea, and on the land, God forms and fashions life on earth. He divides the land from the waters. He sets stars in the sky. He creates the moon and the sun and places them in their place, making life possible on earth. The last verse of the first chapter says, God saw all that He had made, and it was very good. This is the beginning point of faith. As we journey through the Bible, we find many facts that are stated as foundational and concrete truths. The presentation of such facts is to bring a belief into our heart and mind. Believing in God as Creator is essential to faith in any and all the biblical truths that are given throughout the Word of God. If this first truth is not accepted as true, if there are some other views of the earth's existence and all of life, then any and all other biblical records, statements, and references would be unacceptable as well. The statement found in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6 says, without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. The Apostle Paul found himself in Athens, Greece, with his message of salvation through Jesus and the resurrection. But before he could proclaim a salvation in the name of Jesus, he had to establish the truth that is stated in Genesis 1:1. When Paul had an audience, he teaches the true identity of God. And so let us listen today to the words of the Apostle Paul found in Acts chapter 17, beginning in verse 22. Men of Athens, I see that in every way you are very religious. For as I walked around and looked carefully to your objects of worship, I even found an altar with this inscription, To an unknown God. Now what you worship as something unknown, I am going to proclaim to you. The God who made the world and everything in it is the Lord of heaven and earth, and does not live in temples built by hands. And he is not served by human hands as if he needed anything, because he himself gives all men life and breath and everything else. From one man he made every nation of men, that they should inhabit the whole earth, and he determined the times set for them and the exact places where they should live. God did this so that men would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being. As some of your own poets have said, we are his offspring. Therefore, since we are God's offspring, we should not think that the divine being is like gold or silver or stone, an image made by man's design and skill. In the past, God overlooked such ignorance, but now he commands all people everywhere to repent. For he has set a day when he will judge the world with justice by the man he has appointed. He has given proof of this to all men by raising him from the dead. From the apostles' teaching, we know it is necessary that before any message of salvation in Jesus can be accepted and fruitful, God must be known as the creator of the world and the giver of life. Once this truth is held in one's heart, then the gift of God's love and mercy can be received with great joy. To believe otherwise is to nullify the grace of God. It strips away any moral standard set by God by which mankind should live. It essentially eliminates any sense of a judgment over our life, and it removes the hope of eternal blessings. This same apostle wrote about the world that rejects God. Hear the reading from Romans chapter 1. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse. For although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God nor gave thanks to him, but their thinking became futile and their foolish hearts were darkened. Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images made to look like mortal man and birds and animals and reptiles. Therefore, God gave them over in the sinful desires of their hearts to sexual impurity for the degrading of their bodies with one another. They exchanged the truth of God for a lie and worshipped and served created things rather than the Creator, who is forever praised. Amen. Because of this, God gave them over to shameful lust. Even their women exchanged natural relations for unnatural ones. In the same way, the men also abandoned natural relations with women and were inflamed with lust for one another. Men committed indecent acts with other men and received in themselves the due penalty for their perversion. Furthermore, since they did not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, he gave them over to a depraved mind to do what ought not to be done. They have become filled with every kind of wickedness, greed, evil, and depravity. They are full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, and malice. They are gossips, slanderers, God-haters, insolent, arrogant, and boastful. They invent ways of doing evil. They disobey their parents. They are senseless, faithless, heartless, ruthless. Just a quick look at these results of rejecting God should lead us to know how dark and ugly this life can be when God is not God. But with God, there is peace, joy, and love. There is goodness, gentleness, and kindness. Righteousness is a way of life. There is faithfulness and self-control. What a vast difference it makes. So where do you stand today? Is your faith in God? If not, where are you headed? Faith in God has more blessings than can be counted. We are hoping and praying that you are among the blessed today.
I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord. My help comes from the Lord. My help comes from the Lord. Maker of heaven and earth, a thousand may fall at my side, 10,000 at my right hand, but my help comes from the Lord. My help comes from the Lord. My help comes from the Lord. Maker of heaven and earth, he will not allow my foot to be moved. He who keeps me will not slumber. For the Lord who made the heavens and earth will be my strength forever. I lift up my eyes to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord. My help comes from the Lord. My help comes from the Lord. Maker of heaven and earth.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light of His glory.